Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Xiaokai He. Very excited about this SignalR service in Azure.
Correct.
Yeah, now in preview.
Yes, you're right.
So yeah. SignalR is part of ASP.NET, yes?
Yes. And it's also supported by ASP.NET Core with the new version.
Mm-hmm. And people use SignalR for WebSockets, for traversing networks. Mm-hmm. I actually have a little startup that I had on the side.
Really?
And I put SignalR in the cloud, but I ended up having to make my own SignalR as a service. I needed an Azure website, and I needed a traffic manager. I put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem we're solving. So we saw a lot of people using SignalR already in Azure, right? And their problem is setting up their own server, manage the performance, scale out, lots of those stuff. So that's why we come up with the PaaS service to help you with all those stuff, so you don't need to worry about it anymore.
This is going to be great for people making chat programs or games. Mm-hmm. They're just not going to have to worry about the website part.
You're right. So we are going to do a demo for the chat program exactly, so you can see how it goes.
That's perfect. Let's see that.
Yeah. And the first step here, we'll show you how you can easily provision a SignalR service with just several single steps.
OK.
So you just type in SignalR here.
So it shows up in the marketplace just like anything else?
Yes, you can see the latency because it's still in preview.
Sure.
So if you click create, so we will just asking you several very simple questions.
Mm-hmm.
Asking you with the subscription. I choose one of my subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to select the location for your service, as well as selecting the price tier, so which level of the service you do need. So with the public preview, actually, we have two different price tiers.
Hmm.
We have one free price tier, which allows up to 100 connection and 1 million message per month.
Oh, wow.
And this is the basic one, which we charge for a little bit, but it allows you to send 100 million message per month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm already looking at the price and realizing this would be half the price of me running in website.
Yeah, you have the price estimate already, right?
Yeah,
so,
this is good.
So, and you can also scale out with the unit you want. So currently, with the private preview, we are limited to one unit. But then when we go public preview at build, we have 10 or like I think at most 10 units you can use.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so once you create, it will take a couple of minutes. So
I think there's a question in the
resource group name.
A resource group already exists with that name.
Yeah, let's just fix this. So it will take a couple of minutes to really start the service.
Mm-hmm.
But we can move on to the code, actually, to look at the code.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So so this is a basic chat demo. Actually, we have the code samples on GitHub, so you can take a look as well.
Okay.
So there are only very simple couple of things you need to do. So in a basic SignalR client, you probably will say add SignalR, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here, by using the Azure SignalR, you just change it to add Azure SignalR.
Okay.
And in the next step, you use Azure SignalR, right? Like to replace your use SignalR method.
Right.
And with those, you only need to add one SignalR dependency into your package reference.
Okay.
And one additional step you will need is the authentication, right? So for you to speak to your service, you probably want some kind of authentication to get a token and talk to the service.
Mm-hmm.
So here is an example for our auth controller. So in this controller, we're not really using any authentication mechanism. Basically, you just get a token by free, but you can actually use your own authentication mechanism here to making sure people get authenticated before they interact with your service. And then in the front end, basically what you need to do is very simple. You just get access token and use that token for your connection.
So then on the client side here, now that you're in JavaScript, I'm just using the regular SignalR JavaScript that I know how to use already.
Yeah, you're right. So with those, which already have the service, let's take a look at this one. Yeah, so you can see here's the Azure SignalR service. In the overview, there's little information, but the key here is those keys, which gives you the connection string you will be using for interacting with your SignalR service.
Mm-hmm.
So if we copy those connection string here, I already put the connection string to my launch.json, the launch configuration for my application. Mm-hmm. And you can also use it, put it in your own environment variable, wherever those key storage you want.
Okay.
So basically, you just need to specify the endpoint as well as the access key. Mm-hmm. With all those, we can just simply hit start.
Okay. I like that you're using Visual Studio Code. And this is nice just because everybody can use SignalR as a service. You can use it in Visual Studio Code. You also happen to be on a Mac.
Yeah, you're right.
SignalR is cross-platform because it's part of the web.
Yes. Let's take a look. So the server is already running on Azure, and we want to connect to it. Let's see. So this is me joining the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I can actually open another window.
So two people in the chat now.
Yeah, let's see.
There I am.
If we see Scott joining the chat, and let's see.
It's always hard on a Macintosh how to.
Yeah, I think it's this way, but somehow.
Yeah, you got to push that one. There you go.
Yeah, and let's take a look at the original one.
Yeah, it's anyway. On another window. So okay, there you go. So let's you can see you're in and I'm in.
Yeah, and if I type a message, say hi, on the other part, we should also be able to see the message as well. Yeah, here you go. And you can just chat from there. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's already talking to the SignalR service we have established on Azure from the local. So as a next step, you can actually deploy your application to wherever you want, like Azure website, or making some change to it. So that's basically how easy it is to leverage, to provision a SignalR service and leverage it with your own application.
Mm-hmm. So in this case, the application can be on Azure websites or containers or whatever.
Wherever.
But the SignalR part is handled by Azure SignalR as a service.
Yeah, it's already like something you don't need to worry about anymore.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and you can actually also look at the log we have here to figure out what's happening with the service. Like we have the activity log, we also have monitoring for that. So
you can
really manage your service just like you actually own that SignalR server.
Ah, so then that means that because SignalR is now in Azure, it's first class. Mm-hmm. It's in ARM templates,
yes.
I can make one. It's in the diagnostics and activity log, access control tags, all the things that I get with a regular Azure service,
yes.
I get with this.
And you also get a lot of good integration with other Azure services. For example, we have integrating with Azure Functions. So, you know, that function, those event triggered messages can be naturally fit with the SignalR service. And we also have good integration with EventGrid, Event Hub. So they are all messaging services, but they're targeting different scenarios. So we make sure they work together.
Mm-hmm. And you said that there's a free tier, there's a basic tier, and then by build, there'll be another full tier, and I can scale out.
So by build, the basic tier can be scaled out to 10 units.
Okay.
And later we'll have more premium tier for business and enterprise usage.
Mm-hmm. And you did this with ASP.NET Core.
Yes.
But the client can be anything. In this case, the client was JavaScript.
Yeah, the client right now can be either .NET or JavaScript. For build, we at least has those two.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So this is in preview now, and where do I go to learn about how to set this up?
You can find this service in the Azure portal.
Mm-hmm.
We also have GitHub repo ready for those code samples and tutorials. And we probably also publish something to the docs.microsoft.com just in a minute.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
All right. I am learning all about Azure SignalR as a service here on Azure Friday.